Well, Mickey, the first competitive game of 2014 now under the belt, a 3-point win against Donegal. Your assessment of that, are you happy with it?
I would have to be happy with it. I mean, we had a lot of players of last year's squad missing, so therefore there's a chance for new players to see what it's like to play against the likes of Donegal, and we'd have been happy with a good performance, and we felt if we had a good performance we'd be within touching distance of them. And as it turned out, I suppose we actually were the better team in the second half. They were probably better in the first half and played better football, maybe, even though they were against the breeze. But we started to open the game up a little bit in the second half, played a bit more with their head up, and brought more players into the game away from the crowded areas, and we took the scores when we needed them.
You mentioned about the younger guys in there against what it's like to play against Donegal, but a lot of them younger guys have played big games at minor and under 21 level.
Well, that's true, they've had experience at that level, but I suppose our last two or three years on 21s, they probably weren't as successful as we'd hoped they'd be, and maybe they didn't get the runs that we'd have expected coming off the minor teams. But they're still good players there, and they're still hungry to be part of their own senior setup, and they're there to say, make a statement that, you know, they have to be considered for the future season.
Yep. McNeice and O'Neill up in the front in the corners played very, very well for us today, especially particularly there in the second half.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they're hard working players as well as good football players, and Matty Donnelly gave us sort of that sense of balance, of a bit of strength with the other two men playing on the flanks. But I think the man of the match by my reckoning was Kieran McGinley. Like, he covered every blade of grass. He was up and down the field, he was tackling, he was going forward, he was just picking up a lot of ball, and just his sheer energy was an inspiration for the rest of the players around him.
Yep. And obviously a big positive now heading to your next game.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's only one game, and we've got to beat Armagh next week if we want to sort of give ourselves a fair chance of qualifying, and that's what the object of the exercise is now, to qualify for the semi-final. And I think it would be a pity if we went here to win a match against Donegal in Letterkenny and didn't, you know, took our eye off the ball for playing Armagh next week. We need to be equally focused next week, if not more so, and make sure that we have two out of two.
How do you feel about the new rules, and I suppose how the game went today under the new rules umbrella?
Yeah, well, I think it went through calmly enough today. I don't think there was any big uproar about it. I think, you know, there wasn't many decisions that had to be even thought about in terms of black cards. So that'll be good, and I'm sure the people who introduced this will be happy too that the referees did use quite a bit of common sense, and that there won't be a sort of a furore about too many of them being used. So I hope they continue in that vein the rest of the year, and then we'll be quite happy.
Mikey, thanks for talking to us, and good luck in the rest of the competition.
No bother, you're welcome.